Hello and welcome to this ICIS Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Ashani Chavda, and joining me today is Samantha Wright. We're going to be talking about the latest developments in the European base oils market. In the domestic market, there's been tightness over Q4, and recently, particularly this week, I've been hearing more and more from domestic sellers in regards to them having additional inquiries for export volumes. Samantha, could you tell us more about why that may be?
Yeah, so there have been supply issues in the export market in particular since around June. That was in the main due to a reduction in refinery run rates because of low demand for fuel products. And then as a result of that, base oils producers kept any available material for the domestic market where prices are typically higher. So the export market has seen a real shortage since, you know, halfway through the year, and most sellers have actually been sold out for export since July. We have noticed in kind of October and November there's been a little bit more available for export, but these volumes have pretty much sold out within the first week of each month. In terms of the unusual demand patterns that you mentioned, we've really been seeing a spike from a lot of destinations, including South America, India, West Africa, and the UAE. This is in large part because it's a global shortage right now, so there's really no material anywhere, particularly in the US caused by the natural disasters there this year, and some tightness in Asia as well. These shortages have in turn pushed up prices. Europe export has seen the highest prices since June 2019 this week, with Baltic Sea prices reaching the highest level since January 2019. Particularly the heavier grades for Baltic Sea values for SN900, they increased $100 per ton in the last 4 weeks alone. And I understand that the heavier grades in the domestic European market have gone up recently as well, haven't they, Shani?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sam. Not just for Group 1, but also Group 2 and 3, we're definitely seeing premiums on the heavier grades. But in regards to the domestic Group 1 market, bright stock prices have firmed at a faster pace than the lighter grades, and this week we've seen bright stock return to May 2019 levels. On the other hand, the SN150 and SN500 have reached levels we've not seen since Q1 2020. This pattern where bright stock is particularly tight is expected to continue into next month, and there's also expectations of further price increases for December. Now, I actually heard this week that orders really increased for November, and this was driven by buyers' expectations of further increases next month. So we saw a surge in demand over the last week. And on the flip side of that, as a result, there may be a slowdown in activity next month because players would have met their requirements for the end of the year, but that is yet to be seen. Now, obviously, this has been a very unusual year for all markets. In a normal year, what could we have expected demand-wise in December from the export market?
Yeah, so in a typical year, we'd normally see a lot of destocking, which would lead to slower demand, and it would be quite a lengthy market because players are trying to shift material and buyers wouldn't want to buy more material.
And what can we expect this year?
Yeah, so this year is obviously very different. We're expecting continued tightness. Most sellers for export are expected to not have much at all. We do think that there will be more available than there was in November, but that's not saying a lot at this point. And the expectations are, at least in export, that we won't see any real increases until possibly Q2 next year in terms of availability.
Okay, that's really interesting. No, definitely, I think that these shortages are something that might roll into Q1, and people are already starting to wonder whether these shortages will persist further into 2021. Well, thank you so much, Sam, for your insights into the export market. I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting end to this year. Thank you all for listening at home. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Chemical Update podcast. And for more information and market news, please go on the ICIS dashboard.